Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Steve Moore, member of the Wall Street Journal Editorial Board, the author, co-author of The End of Prosperity, and also How Prosperity Will Save Us. Did I say that again right?
How the free enterprise system will save us.
Yeah, exactly. And so, folks, you can find him, and of course, he's very prolific on Wall Street Journal. I read his stuff all the time. Steve, I am more so than even in Watergate. I am now very concerned about the Constitution, about what I consider there to be a number of assaults on the Constitution going on right now. And even though the IRS is troubling, even though I'm sick to my stomach about what happened in Benghazi, the thing that I'm the most troubled about is the assault, the exposing assault on the press. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, think about all of these assaults that you're talking about. Look at what they tried to do with the Second Amendment the gun control and then the First Amendment rights of the freedom of the press. And I think that the reason for this is that the left believes that they are righteous and that they are on some kind of, righteous mission that allows them to do whatever they want. It's sort of like the ends justify the means.
Yeah. Well, when I hear the president say, and I hate to repeat myself, folks, but in the last segment I tried to quote him as best I could, don't listen to the voices that tell you big government is bad. Well, Steve, even if you're an American, if you really care about the values and the principles of this country, even if you believe that big government is good, you also believe that there needs to be a debate about whether it's good or not. Not shutting people down. That's the kind of attitude, Steve, that really troubles me.
Well, look, the government is supposed to work for us. You know, we're not supposed to work for the government, right? And you've got taxes now where people are spending, about a third of their paycheck paying for all levels of government. Yep. It has become large, intrusive, expensive. It's something that really inhibits the ability of businesses to grow in this country. I'll tell you this, you know, we could do a whole show on this, but as I talk to businessmen and women, the thing that they are most concerned about government right now is not so much even the taxes,
right?
Not even the regulations.
It's,
you know what it is. It's
Obamacare.
New Obamacare.
It's Obamacare.
They are terrified of this law.
Every small business, even the people who don't have 50 employees, are terrified of it, and there's no doubt in my mind, Stephen, that right now the reason the economy is languishing is because small business owners refuse to take risks in light of that kind of uncertainty.
Yeah, they're holding, what a 49er is, right?
Yeah,
not the San Francisco 49er.
That's right.
A 49er is somebody, as you know, who is an employer that has capped their employment at 49 workers. And as you know, the other thing about that law is that 30 hours a week,
right.
So we've got a lot of employers that are holding their workers down below 30 hours a week. Now, if you're earning, $15 an hour, it's hard to feed your family if you've only got, 28 hours of work. And that, I think, is a big problem. We have actually incentivized businesses to stop hiring workers.
That makes no
sense.
That's exactly what we've done. But then you overlay on top of all that things that regular Americans don't always pay attention to every day. And that's the IRS, the IRS scandals. Do you think they're going to be more coming out? I mean, why is Ms. Lerner, the lady who was in charge of the nonprofit,
why does she still have a job?
Why does she still have a job? But why is she going to take the fifth today in the proceedings on Capitol Hill?
That's a great question.
I mean,
isn't that
a chilling fact? She's going to take the fifth. Exactly. What is she hiding?
I'm aghast at that. Actually, I mean. And the other day when the then acting head of the IRS, and he was petulant, he was unapologetic,
right.
He was rude to these men. These guys think they're above the law.
Yeah. The Constitution, the First Amendment, is basically gives us the right to free speech, right, Steve?
It gives us the right to assemble. It gives us the right to free speech. It gives us the right to a free press and the right of religious affiliation. All those are basic rights that a lot of people in other countries do not share those rights. It's,
right.
It's the hallmark of what our Constitution is about.
Now, and isn't it ironic, though, as much cover as the mainstream media has given the Obama administration, isn't it interesting that all the while it seems that the Obama administration were actually, at least the legal branch, the Justice Department, was looking into their business?
Well, I'm very nervous about how the government now is subpoenaing records from emails and other records from news organizations. I mean, I'm now in the news business, so that
That's
makes
right.
me extremely.
Aren't they
nervous
supposed to tell you? Aren't they? Shouldn't with the Fox story? Weren't they supposed to? Shouldn't they have let the AP know? Shouldn't they have let Fox know that they were looking into their records? Isn't that required?
I don't know what the law is with respect to that, Jim. I don't know if they're going to, I think they probably, maybe not, because they don't want people to start erasing records. But they went through this guy, James Rosen, his emails, and went, through
his
hundreds
parents.
And hundreds
they,
of
they followed
private
his
records.
They tracked his parents' records.
Exactly. It's sort of Gestapo-like tactics. And look, I believe in times of, if there's some kind of genuine national security crisis,
right,
the government needs these powers, but I'm not so sure. This was more to protect the Obama administration rather than to protect the country.
The common theme is the IRS scandal chilled donors to those Tea
yes,
Party groups,
yes,
and the
yes.
and the First Amendment scandal chills people's desire to tell reporters something. Folks, it's all about suppression, I'm afraid, and that's an assault on the Constitution. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.